Hey, this is Jersey. You're listening to the Garden State.
You're listening to the Garden State, the only New Jersey podcast that gives you all the news you need to hear this week. My name is Josh Sobo.
I'm Josh Chomik.
And behind the camera,
James Parker.
Jimmy Parks.
Jimmy.
Hey.
How you guys doing this week?
It's a beautiful week. I don't know what day it is, honestly.
Yeah, Memorial Day kind of threw all this off.
Yeah, it was a nice Memorial Day weekend. We actually got some beautiful weather on Memorial Day itself, which was nice and unexpected. I feel like for whatever reason, every Memorial Day it rains, and this year it didn't, which was awesome.
I wish I could remember what I did last Memorial Day. I have such a bad memory with every holiday.
I don't think it may have rained later in the day, but it was humid in the morning. I remember that.
What did we do? Did we go somewhere last year?
I forget.
I don't think I was with you guys last Memorial Day. So you guys know, every time we come into the studio, we like to start conversations. We like to talk to one another about our lives. And the question of the hour, once more, what did you guys do this weekend?
Pick me.
Jimmy, ever since we gave Jimmy Parks a mic, man, the guy just wants to talk. He wants to talk nonstop.
All right, Jimmy.
He literally just said, pick me. All right, Jimmy, go ahead.
What I'll did go you first. This weekend?
It was my birthday.
Oh, man, I feel
Jimmy,
bad.
Jimmy. I texted you on your birthday, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Just making sure I did.
What Josh is referencing is the fact that I didn't wish Jimmy a happy birthday this year. And I honestly, my only way of knowing people's birthdays is going on Facebook. That's like the, I feel like the only way to know, unless I have it memorized, which I don't even remember many people's birthdays, to be honest. But
I'll tell you what the problem was. I invited you to my birthday party a little too early.
Yeah, well, you invited me to a birthday party. You guys want to talk about your birthday party, by the way? Which looked awesome, by the way. Sorry I couldn't make it.
It's all good.
What'd you guys do?
We went to Island Beach State Park, had a barbecue on the beach, had a fire on the beach. They said it was going to thunderstorm all morning, but baby, it was beautiful out.
Oh, it was so gorgeous.
So I actually had a commitment Saturday morning. And Friday night around 10 p.m., I found out it was canceled.
No.
And we had a serious moment of, are we going to go down to Jimmy's birthday party at Island Beach? And at that point, we were exhausted and had nothing packed. And we were like, let's just miss out on this. Because then I looked at the radar and it was thunderstorms. I was like, these guys are not going to have a birthday party on the beach with thunderstorms. But then after seeing the pics, I actually kind of missed out on what was going on.
And it was cool, too, because a lot of people didn't go to the beach because I guess the thunderstorms, the beach was empty.
No one was there.
There was no one around.
There was no traffic even driving south, which I was shocked.
Oh, yeah. It was Saturday morning. We left early because I expected traffic, but no one was on the roads. Yeah. People stayed home.
I got to say, Memorial Day, having the old hometown parade in full effect was beautiful.
Was it good?
It's, oh man.
I saw it on the Garden State podcast story.
Yes. Yeah, I posted a little clip on our Instagram. If you don't follow us now.
Follow us on Instagram.
But yeah, I posted a little clip. It just was small town America things, you know? Like there was the high school marching band. You had the Vietnam veterans marching through. There was one guy dressed as a Civil War reenactor alone, just marching in his own section. Like, because you know how parades have sections? It's like one group and then the next group. And it was so random because he looked like he teleported in time.
No, I swear, those people are actually living like in that time.
It's amazing.
It's not a character. Like, that's how he actually is.
That's what I said. I said it looked like he came through a time machine. And but the parade was awesome. It never lets me down. Although I will say during COVID, the parade let me down. They removed a lot of the best parts of it. This year, we had everybody out. The Rec Baseball League, you know, the lab rescue. I forget what they call it. It's the Lab Rescues of New Jersey, which is like a bunch of labs marching the parade. Black labs. It was awesome.
That sounds like the best thing ever.
Wait, what, someone's walking them?
Well, there's a group of people that I guess they all have rescued their dogs, their labs, specifically labs, through a kennel in New Jersey, and they march in the parade. It was
so
awesome.
Dumb.
I love that. What dumb?
Dude, it's small town.
Come on, guys. Wait. Walking dogs on the parade.
Soaps, were they throwing candy at you?
They do still throw candy in my town, but I will also say nobody's allowed to honk horns anymore.
Really?
Yeah. So like,
what happens when the fire truck goes by?
Hey, Jimmy, you're asking all the right questions, bro. Because I was pumping my fist for the horn, and nothing. They literally said out the window, guys, we're not allowed. They said because you're close, it's a small street.
Yeah.
Like we're not allowed to honk the horn anymore. And
did someone like die of a heart attack like last parade because a horn was honked?
No,
like,
you know what it is? It's these people in town that complain to the, they go to the board of chosen freeholders and they say, we don't want to hear the horn honking in the morning. And it's like, it's Memorial
Day. It's a parade.
Well, they probably don't go to the parade. That's the problem.
That's true.
Well, it was their choice to live on a main street in town.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we got to go to those meetings and complain. Like, we want the horns back.
Wait a second. You're right.
If we're not speaking up, nothing's going to change, Josh.
If we're not honking our proverbial horn at these meetings, bro.
Come on.
Nothing's going to change.
That's what I'm talking about.
Beep, beep. I'm going to show up at the next
Let's
one.
Let's go.
You going to be there with me?
Like, I get it. If you got a train horn, now that's a problem. But we're talking a normal car horn.
No, I think we're talking about a fire truck here.
Or a fire truck. It's not even that loud.
No, but they did used to use... there was always a car with a train horn, I believe. But a fire truck horn is awesome. It gets everybody...
The kids
about
love
it.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids just go crazy.
So, yeah, the parade was awesome. Then I went out to Morris County, had to do some swimming at the in-laws. You know, they opened the pool up.
Rough life.
Rough life, swimming, and it was just good times, man. Good times.
Jimmy, your real birthday was on Memorial Day,
yeah,
right?
It was Monday. Yeah.
Did you feel overshadowed by the holiday?
I did. I really did. There was no one was around.
Shoot.
I waited way too long to make plans. Everyone already had their own plans, but I bounced around a little bit. Saw a few different people in different places. We saw our good friend Nate from the band Arizona.
Yes.
From New Jersey.
Yeah, we should acknowledge Nate for a second. I don't know. Does Nate listen to the pod?
Nate is a huge fan of the podcast, and he listens to every episode.
So, Nate... Chomik and I don't know how long, Jimmy, you've known him for, but Chomik and I have known Nate since I was literally 15.
I was probably around 15, 16 when I met Nate.
It's crazy. And Nate is in a band called Arizona. Maybe some of our listeners listen to Arizona as well. They make some absolute certified banger tracks.
The band, not the state.
Yes. And also not the Ice-T.
Nope. No.
And Nate is a good friend. Well, we're friends with all the guys in the band, but, I want Nate to come on the podcast and just talk shop, you know, talk some Jersey stuff.
Nate, if you're listening to this right now, let us know. Text me if you want to come on to the podcast next week and we can do something fun.
I would love to have Nate come in here. We just need another microphone. So maybe he might be able to help us with that. Since
he's in a band. They do have microphones to sing into. So he might have a hookup.
Do you think we could get an Arizona like outro, like one of their songs as our outro track? That'd be pretty fire.
That would be cool.
Jimmy... contact your people to contact his people and then make it happen somehow.
Because
copyright's a problem, but we'll have to just go around that.
Yeah, you're right.
Can you use less than a few seconds and then it doesn't count?
I know on YouTube you can. I don't know how the podcasts work. I really don't want to get sued.
That's like an old urban legend on YouTube. I don't really think it's true, to be honest.
It
like,
always worked for me.
Say that? I don't know. I didn't know what the threshold
was. I was always able
to
monetize with 15 seconds or less.
But I just think it'd be cool to support Jersey musicians, you know, especially when they're our friends. But with that...
Whoa.
Did I pop? Did my mic pop?
No, it was just loud. But okay. You didn't pop. Josh doesn't have headphones this week, so he can't hear himself.
Yeah, we didn't bring me headphones, so it's all right, though.
Play that, Joshy.
But should we get into the news, boys?
Let's do it.
Wow, it's just, you know, the news, it is drinking coffee or something because it never sleeps in New Jersey. You guys know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
I got to stop with these one-liners. I apologize.
No, they're
that.
Good. I like them.
Was that a good setup?
Yeah. Like, I can't really think that quickly. Like, you think of these one-liners like this. Like, on a podcast, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know why my brain works like that. It's, I don't know, it's a blessing and a curse because I think there's a little ADD mixed into that, which is, yeah. Okay, so let's get into the news. I gave you boys some homework last week. Did you guys listen to the podcast I told you to listen to?
I did.
So for our listeners at home that maybe if you didn't listen to last week's podcast, I told Jimmy and Josh that they needed to listen to a podcast called Dead End, and it's a political murder mystery podcast about politicians in New Jersey. And you guys listened, so you're filled in on where we're at, right?
I finished up to where they're at. All seven episodes, I flew through it. And you know what? When I first started, I didn't think I was going to be interested because I didn't know anything about these people or the story, but it just hooked me right in.
Immediately, yeah.
It's a pretty crazy story. And
George Norcross, man. Suspect.
So hold your thoughts because I'm going to read this first headline and then we'll get into it, all right? You guys ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome. It says, A New Jersey political murder mystery case is being reopened after a podcast has brought new information to light. So, let's talk, boys, for a second. This podcast is blowing up. It's called Dead End, A New Jersey Political Murder Mystery, and it is bringing to light a murder that happened 8 years ago in New Jersey. And as information unfolds, it seems there's some really shady stuff happening with the New Jersey government.
Listening to this podcast, dude, gets me so upset. It makes me... You can't trust the government, bro.
You can't trust
the government. Dude, there's so much happening within the government that they're just covering things up left and right, bro. It makes me so mad to even listen to because these things are happening right now as we speak.
Absolutely. You guys want to hear what the article says? It's kind of interesting. It says, in 2014, the death of John Sheridan, 72, and his wife Joyce rocked the New Jersey political landscape. Sheridan, the former state transportation commissioner and longtime political fundraiser and influencer, was found dead with his wife inside their Montgomery Township home after a fire at the residence. So just a quick note, this guy, I said it last week, he's that role, state transportation commissioner, he is responsible for New Jersey Transit. He was the brain behind that, I was going to say masterpiece, but... we'll move on from that. But
I didn't realize New Jersey Transit is that new. Like, when did it start?
Well, I think it always was a thing, but I think
it wasn't called New Jersey Transit. Not as big
because he was the one who like thought of converting all those old freight lines into passenger lines.
It started in 1979, boys.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Not that long ago. And
that's crazy.
So you're telling me when our parents were growing up, Cranford train station didn't have commuter service.
You know, I imagine it did have something there because that train station is pretty old.
It definitely was a train station thinking about it, but must have not been New Jersey Transit.
I guess. I don't know.
Maybe more a local line. That's something to look into.
We'll have to look into that because it definitely was a train station there for sure in the 70s. I saw a photo from 72, I think, of the train station on this page I'm on. So it's been there. But let's move on with the story. It says, then came the bombshell from the Somerset County prosecutor. Sheridan stabbed his wife to death, and after setting their home on fire, he killed himself. So this is what happened is this guy is found dead in his bedroom with his wife. The room was lit on fire after what appeared to be they were both stabbed. And then the prosecutor's office comes out and goes, clearly he stabbed his wife, then stabbed himself and lit the room on fire. You know, just a typical activity that happens in a murder, right?
Yeah.
So... it says next, his son Mark Sheridan never believed it. So his son is a lawyer for the Republican Party in New Jersey. He worked under Chris Christie for a while, I believe. And it says he openly criticized the investigation. Those who knew the Sheridans were also in disbelief. They never saw the couple having any problems. It just didn't make any sense. The Somerset County Prosecutor's Office has steadfastly stood by the conclusion of their initial investigation. 8 years after the death, Acting New Jersey Attorney General Matt Plankin has now agreed to reopen the case. So if you listen to this podcast, they get into how the investigation of the murder was botched. Everything went wrong. And now what it's sounding like is there is some shady biz happening behind the scenes.
The prosecutor's office, basically, they just swept this underneath the rug right when it happened. They were not even looking into the evidence. Everything was botched so poorly. It's like someone within government planned this murder on this couple, and they used all the power they had to just cover it up, and just listening to like what happened gets you so upset listening because it's like, how?
Yeah.
Like, how do they get away with this kind of stuff?
So here's just to fill the listeners in. If you haven't listened to the podcast, maybe some spoilers, but not really. I mean, just more information on the situation. The gentleman in this case, John Sheridan, he was accused of murdering his wife. He was at the end of his career working in Trenton at a hospital. Jimmy, what was the name of that hospital in Trenton? Do you know?
Is it Mercer House? I don't know. I really don't know.
I think it might be Mercer County, something like that. But he was working at this hospital, and this was the end of his career. His vision was...
It was in Camden.
Yeah, in Camden.
So it was Cooper.
Yes.
So it was in Camden. I'm sorry, Camden. I keep saying Trenton. He was in Camden.
At the end of his career, yes.
So he had his life pretty much set up, this guy. Like, he was good to retire. He had a great job. And at the end of his life, as a passion project, he went to Camden to help with the hospital and try to give back to the people. Because Camden is one of the poorest cities in our nation. It was the poorest city in our nation at one point in time. So this was his passion project, but it turns out in Camden, there's a lot of political corruption, and it's sounding like there were some people that really did not like this man and got him whacked by the mob.
George Norcross.
Yes. So there's this man named George Norcross, and he is the main suspect in the podcast as of now. And Jimmy, what can you tell us about George Norcross?
I think he's like a political boss in a way, right? Like everyone who's like a Democrat in New Jersey kind of like bows down to this guy, and whatever he wants voted for, they vote in that favor.
Yeah, so I just looked up to read an official about for George E. Norcross. He's an American businessman and a Democratic Party organizer and power broker in New Jersey. So the podcast actually talks about how when he was like 22, he got a non-elected position in Camden, which was like something with parking authority.
Yeah, it was the parking authority.
Yeah, so he gets this, listen, this is crazy. He gets a job within the parking authority, which is non-elected, right? Which is always sketch within politics when you have a non-elected position because the people don't really get to decide. You're just there. And then what happens is someone, what happened? What did they say? Someone was removed from their position and he kind of utilized the vulnerability and the time to move up the political ranks. And he was like 23 years old. So this guy
was. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing. Like he utilized a situation of crisis when like not many people were as interested in Camden and he kept climbing the ranks. Like a little sly slug.
But he was never elected for like any office or anything.
No, he's just a businessman. So I like how they call him a power broker, which is a very strange term.
You know what's funny?
What?
I have been kayaking with his brother.
That is the most random Jimmy fact.
All right, so his brother's name?
Donald.
And he works in government as well, right?
He's a congressman.
Jimmy Parks, casually kayaking with a congressman.
When was this?
Oh, this is maybe 8 months ago. It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, recently? Dude.
Yeah.
Why?
Went on a kayak trip and Donald Norcross was
very
there.
Very mysterious.
We won't get into, share much. We'll get into the details, but Jimmy, how did he seem when you were with him? Was he a little bit sketch? Was he a cool guy?
No, he was very like...
politician?
Very cool.
That's how they all are, though. This is the tricky thing with politicians is they're so sly. They know... That's their whole game is like being liked by people.
Yeah.
And that
you got him.
So maybe he's maybe he's a great man. Maybe he's respectable. Maybe he's led an amazing life. I know nothing about him.
Also, they say in the podcast that they have no evidence that he was the one who committed this murder.
Well, they said that as a result of his legal team saying, hey, you better say this or we're going to sue you guys. And because it's a murder mystery podcast and they don't have concrete evidence that it was him, they kind of had to say it. Yeah. Otherwise, they're going to get sued. So who knows? I mean, maybe something comes of this. Maybe not. The AG reopened the case. But I personally have a theory that that's political. I don't think the AG intends to convict George Norcross of anything. To be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if George Norcross had a part in positioning the AG in the position they're in right now.
That's possible. I didn't think of that.
And I think George Norcross probably was like, hey, you know, you got to open a case just so it's not, you know, it doesn't look bad. And then we'll close it out. That's how politics, I'm telling you guys.
I hate it.
I'm telling
you. That's
so
stupid. These people are just in control of us. Like we're in a simulation. They're just like moving out the pieces around this chessboard and they're just having fun with us. Like we're a bunch of idiots.
Well, before we started the podcast, I was venting about how I grew up in Union County in a nice little town, and it just seems in Union County and most of North Jersey, I don't know what South Jersey is like, these apartment complexes are going up on every corner in these amazing suburban little towns, these huge, you know, massive complexes. And Jimmy and I got into a discussion where I was like, why is that? Why is the state not stop this overdevelopment? It's going to be a mess for our roads. Like if you drive through a lot of these towns at rush hour, it's bumper to bumper. It's getting just bad. Overpopulated for sure. I don't think our infrastructure can handle it. And Jimmy informed me that George Norcross, right, Jimmy?
No, it's not actually George Norcross. I looked it up, but it's the Mount Laurel decision.
Okay.
Which basically says that every town in New Jersey has to have so much low income housing in it. So that's why all these apartment complexes are popping up. And it's only a percentage. So these apartment complexes aren't all low income, but a percentage of them have to be designated low income.
Interesting. I understand the heart behind that. Like you want to help, I guess, help lower income people move into to nicer areas, but there's some towns where it's like, it just is, I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you look at them, like the towns. But I guess, I don't know, maybe it's working, but it just feels like the apartments in general. Cause I think the way that works is, I read about this a while back actually with the apartments. It's not like every apartment in these buildings is for low-income individuals. It's like a certain percentage of them. Like for every 100, maybe it's 5.
Yeah.
So these big developers, again, this is where I'm so skeptical. Like that might be what they said. Like, oh, it's for low-income. I bet you that these massive construction companies are shaking hands with politicians going, hey, you know, we'll get low-income housing in, but if we want to build, you know, 250 units in Westfield...
Well, the one that's actually I was reading about today in Westfield, I think they said it's going to be 125 units, and like 20 of those are designated low income.
That's a nice win for whoever the developer was for that.
Do you guys trust the government? I just want to straight up ask: do you guys trust the government?
To some extent, yes.
Josh,
I would say that's a broad statement, and you have to say: do you naturally? I would say, let me rephrase your question: do I lean more towards trust or distrust of the government?
Yeah.
Distrust. Absolutely, bro.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Listen, these are people, man. They're people. And like, I don't know, even when you hear about in this podcast, when they talk about Camden and how people were voting to remove the police department, and there was just pressure on these people to vote to remove the police department. And a lot of people didn't want to remove the police from Camden. Like they were like, well, hey, we live here. We know the community. We know that, you know, if we switch it over to the county, it could cause issues, but they were afraid of this guy, George Norcross. And that makes me go, man, that's freaky that people's lives are kind of being heavily influenced by you.
Yeah.
And you're making decisions based on political popularity. I don't know.
And that's why the whole murder mystery is like, it's coming back down to like, did this guy have something to do with the murder of John and Joyce Sheridan? Because maybe something went wrong where John was just disagreeing with what he wanted to do. And he decided to get them killed.
You know, New Jersey is, I think, notoriously a pretty... I don't know if this is... I'm going to speak, you know, kind of broadly, I guess. But New Jersey is kind of known, I think, for political corruption because we're such an important state for the country. We're close to New York City. There's a lot of money being tossed around in New Jersey. It's not like... And this is why it's not like a Republican-Democrat debate. It's like everybody here is up to some shady business. Mm-hmm. And I think... I don't know. I'm generally distrustful, I would say, because I think that power, what's the quote? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Like when people get power in any area of life, immediately I think their mind tries to figure out ways it can be abused, even if it's subconscious, because humans, we want to serve ourselves. We want to make more money. We want to help our families. I don't know that there's that many people that are super benevolent anymore. I didn't mean to get into like a long rant.
Well, I'm just saying, boys, I'm willing to risk my life for the podcast. I'm willing to risk my life for this podcast. So, you know what? Sometimes if you got to say something, say it. And if someone wants to come after us, let them come after us.
No, I think this is
our hands are clean, like whatever.
The beauty of this podcast is we have listeners from all different backgrounds. You know, people might be commuters to New York City. They might be construction workers. We have a trucker that reached out to us. We have all different types of people. And the point of this podcast is we love this state. Mm-hmm. We love the people in the state.
Oh yeah.
We want to get more connected. We want to get more informed, and we want to make a better tomorrow for our, you know, our families and everything. We want to help out the state.
We do.
If there's too many apartments going up and it's making our lives more annoying, let's talk about it.
Oh yeah. 100%. So, not scared of anyone.
I am. George Norcross.
Nah, dude. I hope he comes through one day. George, come onto the pod. We'd love to talk to you.
Mess around and find out, Mr. Norcross.
Come through.
No, I gotta be nice to the guy, because when I run for office, since I'm so distrusting.
Yeah, you're going to have to really bow down to this man.
I want to be governor. I want you to be AG, Josh Tomek.
I probably won't be involved, but thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jimmy, you will be press secretary.
Okay.
Or director of...
You're not going to make me like the commissioner of parks or something?
That would be...
That's all he wants. He doesn't want any power. He just wants the parks. Give him the parks.
Right. Oh, you're saying the parks aren't powerful? I'll show you.
Jimmy. Tomorrow you're put in the position as of commissioner of parks for the state of New Jersey. What's the one move you'd make?
Oh, he's choking.
Oh, this is a hard one. There's a lot of things that
he wants the power. What's he going to do?
I'm going to fix the parks. We're refunding the parks.
Okay, then what?
That's, I mean, that's such a broad statement. Yeah. Like, what do you want? What's wrong with the parks right now? Sell us on this, man.
So we got, I've been to many parks in my day.
Jimmy Parks.
I've been to many parks in many states. New Jersey's parks, they need more money. They need better infrastructure. They need to be fixed.
All right, you keep saying they need to be fixed and more money, but why? Like, what's
staff.
Wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong? Staff? So are like the roads falling apart? The
roads are falling apart.
No the weed roofs. Whacking.
No weed whacking.
Oh, no.
When was the last time you were to Liberty whacking. State Park?
What's a mess?
Man. No, it looks fine.
Liberty's beautiful. All right, well, we've, you know, that was a longer conversation than I thought we'd have on this topic, but we'll keep you guys updated on what we hear about the death of John and Joey Sheridan. And
listen to the podcast corruption. If you want to catch up. And there's only like 7 episodes out right now, so look it up on Spotify.
Yeah, definitely check out the podcast and fill yourself in on what's happening, because it's really interesting. And again, it's one of those shocking things when you listen, you almost don't believe it happens right under your nose in New Jersey. You know, they talked about massive amounts of money being moved around over a contract within this podcast. They were talking about the buildings on the Delaware in the Camden Yards area. Mm-hmm. Is that not Camden Yards? Is that that's in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
But the Camden waterfront. Camden waterfront,
yeah.
Yeah. Camden Yards is where the Orioles play, I think. And there were, and I did at my old job, I did work in the American Water building. That's right on that waterfront right there.
Wow.
I was there like all the time, yeah. The American Water building. And I believe that might have been one of the buildings involved with all this drama. And it's just like, this is a part of our lives. You live in Jersey, this is, you should pay attention. So that's all I will say about that. We're going to move on to the next story because there's a lot of news happening. And this next story is even deeper, harder hitting than the last one. So just
this one's dark. Oh, this one's dark.
I almost didn't even want to talk about this because it just shook me to my core.
I'm shook with this story. Like, I begged Josh not to include it, but he kind of convinced me otherwise. So take it away, Josh.
Here you go.
Let's hear it.
The world's largest ice cream eating contest is coming to New Jersey.
Let's go.
What?
That's huge, bro.
This is big news, man.
Dude.
Where's it going to be?
It says the Miles Square Meltdown is coming to Hoboken on Sunday, June 12th.
You know what? I'm actually
disappointed. Oh, that's next weekend. Let's go.
I thought it was going to be like down the shore somewhere, not Hoboken.
No, Hoboken, no joking. It says, for the contest, every 20 minutes, 10 contestants will engage in a high-energy race to finish a pint or half pint of ice cream. Times will be recorded, and the winner will be announced at the end of the day. The winner will receive the coveted Golden Cone Trophy. Sounds like a brain freeze is about to happen to somebody.
I want the Golden Cone Trophy.
Ticket sales will be donated to the Hoboken Family Alliance annual summer food drive. So that's great. It's going to a good cause. Tickets are $6 in advance, $10 day of. But registering in advance is highly recommended. Guys, are we going to this?
No, look what they're doing. Politicians are getting murdered left and right all around us. And what's the government doing? They're giving us ice cream eating contest to make us just forget about all these murders.
Josh,
I
think you're
your
like
conspiracy theory is going a little
this I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this podcast has really just been showing me a lot and opening my eyes.
Hey, listen, man,
let them eat ice cream.
Yeah, the man is trying to, dude, we're gonna become like
look golden ice cream cone. So we forgot about that murder. It's a golden ice cream cone.
It's hilarious because we should just become conspiracy theorists.
We should. It sounds fun,
but I don't know, man. With that, you know, there is a lot of bad stuff happening, but I kind of want to go see the golden cone in person.
I wish I could participate. Like, I wish I could consume that amount of ice cream that quickly. I just can't.
You ever get a brain freeze? I don't want to do this. A brain freeze is so painful.
These people probably train to not get brain freezes, though. Like, you probably get used to it over time.
They just put ice cubes in their mouth and just chill?
They do something, yeah.
Ugh, I can only imagine the digestion process of eating all that ice cream.
Oh, gross, dude. It's like drinking a gallon of milk. Have you ever drinking a gallon of milk or tried?
More than that. They're going pint by pint. Every 10 minutes.
You got to go backstage and puke at some point, right? Like, it's just impossible.
Well, we did the gallon challenge together, didn't we?
Yeah, I puked like halfway in.
I got about a halfway through the gallon. I puked.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. Even when we did the hot wings challenge, I was drinking so much milk so quickly that I had to go puke. You can't put that much dairy within you that quickly.
Yeah. You know what's really annoys me? This is ADD moment. There's always this vegan argument that you hear people say where they're like, We are the only mammal that drinks the milk from another mammal. You ever hear someone say that?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if a fox could figure out how to pasteurize milk from a cow and drink it, maybe it would, and it knew the nutritional benefits, maybe it would do it. I don't know. I don't want to insult the vegan audience.
You're just saying that we're more advanced than every other species.
We're humans. Like that's like saying we're the only mammal that's figured out that you can take flour, you know, and make it into a loaf of bread. Like, nobody else is doing that. Well, obviously. Like, I don't know. Sorry for the ADD moment.
I'm loving all the hot takes.
I love milk. I would never give up milk. I don't care if they, like, come out with a report saying that milk is deadly and it's, you know, it's killing people. I will still continue to drink milk.
Josh.
Even if I'm on my deathbed.
When we were roommates, the thing that blew my mind about you is every night before bed. Every night.
Not every night.
Okay, Josh, it was every night.
Every, like, other night, dude. I pace myself.
You would come in the living room. I'd be watching like a movie on Netflix in the living room. You'd come out with a sleeve of Chips Ahoy rainbow cookies and a glass of milk that you warmed up in the microwave.
Yeah.
You dunk, eat a whole sleeve, like a wood chipper consuming a tree trunk.
Yeah.
You would just rip through a sleeve of these, those, what are they called? Color Blast?
It's the candy blasts. The Chips Ahoy Candy Blast is the best one. I buy the family pack size. It's the cheapest option.
Then you'd drink the milk and you'd promptly go straight to bed.
Yeah, dude, it puts you to sleep.
Josh, at what age did you start doing this?
I must have born into it, bro. My mom just got me on cookies early on and just let me go in. I still go to my mom's house and she just like after dinner just brings out cookies, cookies, cookies. And she's like, just eat cookies.
So you've been doing this for close to 30 years.
Yeah. But like it's good. It hasn't affected me negatively.
How would you know? Well, you might deep down inside be like this a superhuman that's being
physically
destroyed by the cookies.
Or I'm turning into a superhuman. Like look at my body. I'm pretty. I look pretty good. Dude, I look great.
Your bone density's got to be crazy,
dude. I don't know, man. I've weighed the same the past 10 years. I feel great, mentally stronger than ever.
That's good. And
just the milk, dude.
So you're saying the solution is milk and cookies?
I'm just saying I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but like milk is good, and I'll continue to drink it.
You know, I got to be honest with you guys. I don't even drink milk. I drink almond milk.
When did you give up milk?
Few years ago, I break out like I'm in high school every time I have a glass of milk.
You think so? Or was it just like in your head?
I don't think so. Like a few months ago, I tried to go back. I went and got some like maybe like skim. I just wanted to ease into the whole experience. I started breaking out like crazy. I'm like 28 years old. I'm like, I thought acne doesn't even affect me anymore.
So wait, you drink almond or what kind of milk do you drink?
Almond, which is not even milk. That's the thing that annoys me.
Does it taste like milk?
Tastes better than milk. I mean, this stuff's great.
Is it like creamy or is it like the same texture?
It's not as creamy, but it's got some sugar in it. It's, you know, it's pretty good. But I do like half and half of my coffee, which is that doesn't affect me.
But that's so weird. I feel like that's like the same thing type.
But it's a small diluted. Amount. Yeah. It's a small amount and it is diluted. No, also,
I don't blame you. I gave up milk in middle school.
Are you, Jimmy? But
in
you
middle gave, school.
Yeah.
What you would you drink? Milk? Like any?
Not anymore.
I mean, almond milk?
No, I haven't drank any kind of milk since middle
school. Jimmy, you haven't drank anything.
All right, guys, we are way off track here. If you want to go to this...
I've never drank... just for the record, I've never drinking milk straight from a cow.
I would hope not.
Well, people on farms do that all the time.
What kind of statement is that?
I just want to say, you guys make it sound like I worship milk, and I'd be down to try it if I had a farm.
Straight from the teat. Maybe we'll find a farm that'll allow you to do that. And we'll see what happens. But if you want to go to see the Golden Cone in Hoboken, tickets are on sale. It's going to be Sunday, June 12th.
I want a picture of this Golden Cone.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And it's probably going to be an absolute mess. People's faces are going to be sticky for like a week straight, but it'll be something. So check it out.
Is there a prize? Sorry, before we continue.
I think you get the Golden Cone.
Oh, yeah. Then no money?
No, the money goes to the food pantry.
Oh, okay.
It's all for charity.
Mm-hmm. So, cool. Good cause.
You get the glory.
Bragging rights.
Yeah. Next story. A New Jersey man known to locals as the Deodorant Bandit has been arrested after stealing 30 sticks of deodorant.
No. They got him. Dang it.
Oh, man. Dozens of stolen deodorant sticks didn't provide long-lasting protection. Oh, my goodness. For a thief who crashed a hot car, bailed out, and was later captured, authorities in Lyndhurst and Kearney said. Brian Sweeney, 31, of Bayonne, had just fled a pharmacy in Lyndhurst with 30 sticks of deodorant worth $167 when he crashed an older model Chevy SUV with bogus license plates into a utility pole on the Belleville Turnpike in Kearney, detective said. Assuming he was being arrested and injured, Sweeney bailed out of the SUV and ran into the marshy meadowlands. Officers from three departments formed a perimeter and eventually scooped up a wet and injured Sweeney. So this guy tried to steal deodorant and it did not go well.
What is he trying to do with this deodorant? It's only, what, $167 worth, 30 sticks?
Dude, that's
kind of... Was it for himself? Like, what do you think this guy was up to?
It's got to be worth a lot of money on the black market if you think about it.
Oh, my God.
Here's where my brain went with this. They like, Old Spice should hire this guy for a commercial. Because if you think about it, the officers probably said, come out with your hands up. And his pits probably smelled amazing.
You're
right. Can you imagine the commercial if Old Spice was like, hey...
That's a Super Bowl commercial.
That would be, guys, right there. That's where my brain goes, marketing. This, they could so easily hire this guy. He just has a love for deodorant, and we don't know why. Maybe there was more going on mentally here, but it just sounds like he wanted to steal them. And the weirdest thing is this morning I was at Walgreens buying deodorant on my way to work.
Wow.
You ever have one of those moments where you run out of deodorant?
Yep.
And you're like, I got to make a stop. It's in my car still, I think, right now. And I was in a Walgreens, and they had the deodorant kind of like locked up. Like you could only take one stick at a time with this really? Whole security wow. system.
I've never been to a pharmacy where it was locked up.
Yeah, really? I was in the cut. It was an interesting area. I was cruising around, and I was wondering, what's with the deodorant? Like, are people stealing deodorant? Well,
wow.
Brian Sweeney from Bayonne is stealing deodorant.
Maybe he's like he's got an obsession with deodorant. Maybe like he's one of those guys who has to constantly be putting deodorant on. Like every single moment of the day. I don't know.
It's kind
of
gross. I feel like it would leave a lot of stains.
I have no idea. But like you go into a pharmacy, there's so many more expensive things you could steal. Why are you stealing 30 sticks of deodorant?
Maybe
that's hard to steal.
Maybe you have a smelling issue.
A smelling issue?
You smell. You stink.
Like you smell bad? Yeah. Or like you can't stop sniffing deodorant?
No. You smell bad.
Okay.
So
you and that's why he stole it?
Yeah, you don't have enough money. So you got to... Put on the deodorant.
I would never steal, but if I'm going to jail for shoplifting, it's not going to be deodorant.
No, yeah. There's so many better things you can steal.
I'd rather go steal bars of gold from like a mine or something. I don't know. Something epic like that.
Well, that's more jail time though, compared to deodorant. You'll probably get more years.
You think? Is it like the dollar amount, right?
It was $167.
Petty theft, something like that?
This is like a kid just stealing something.
Isn't it like under $20, like you can't get arrested for it, or you can't go to jail? I forget.
I don't know.
Really?
That's an interesting hypothesis, Jimmy.
Well, I walked out of a Target in my day with a few unpaid items, and I never got arrested, but... It was like a toy car. Didn't mean to
How
do it.
How old were you when you did this?
I must have been like
8. I stole a shoe in the mall when I was a baby in my stroller.
And did they get you?
My mom was mortified and made me go back to the store and say,
Jimmy,
I'm sorry.
You are bad.
Were you crying?
I don't know. Probably. I was like in my stroller. My mom was pushing me around and I guess I grabbed a shoe and she didn't realize it.
Jimmy got beat that day.
Yeah, I'd never had the guts to steal as a child. I was never that guy.
No, I never like stole like never wanting to. Yeah, like mine was by accident with my cousin. Like we were just talking and we had a toy car in our hands and we just walked out of Target and the alarm never went off.
So did you keep it or did you take it back in?
Oh, I made him walk. Jacob had it. So we walked right back in and I was like, bro, just go put this on the counter and we walk back out, like pretend like nothing ever happened and no one saw us. The security guard must have been like 90 years old. He didn't even see us. So yeah, that was like the only time I've ever really stolen anything.
Well, it's good to see you've changed your ways and you're not stealing
it's
anymore.
It's not worth it, man. I get caught so easily. If I tried stealing something, I'd be caught immediately. I'm just not a thief. I can't do it.
I don't have that gene to steal
That gifting?
Things. Gifting. No, I could never go and like steal. I just feel like it would crush me. If I just couldn't handle the feeling, the rush, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
the rush.
I hope this guy, he gets out of jail quickly and he's able to turn his life around from whatever he's dealing with all this deodorant.
Yeah. You know, maybe,
I wish him the best. God bless him.
You know, we don't know the full story here.
We don't
know why he wanted the Old Spice so badly, but I hope that in prison they give him free deodorant so he doesn't have to worry about, you know, the odor anymore.
Mm.
And, you know, I really think that Old Spice, if you're listening to this, you should get this guy for a commercial. And the tagline could be Old Spice for when you find yourself in a sticky situation. Because he was in Marshland and he has his hands up.
Yes, I love
and
it.
And he looks at the camera and winks like,
yes.
And he goes, ding. All right, let's move on. So this is another good one. Apparently, experts are now saying New Jersey is one of the least fun states in America.
Whoa.
Boo.
Who are these experts?
Yeah, they always say the experts, but who are these people really?
Like
the fun experts, obviously.
But there's so many criteria to fun.
People don't know how to have fun, Jimmy. People sit at home and watch Netflix all day. That's the problem.
But okay, let's just say I've been to a lot of states, some like real boring states.
Oh,
and
same
you're telling
here, bro.
Me that New Jersey's one of the least fun states?
There's something to do on every single corner. You just have to open up your imagination and make it happen.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Apparently, the study was done by, what was the organization called? Far and Wide. Who knows who far?
They? Once again, like, who are these people they're asking?
But they're saying we were ranked 29th most fun state, which means there's a lot of really boring states ahead of us. Let's be real.
Hey, have you ever driven through South Dakota?
Very boring.
Oh my gosh, nothing okay. For like 6 hours.
What states would be more fun than New Jersey? Probably California,
Tennessee,
Texas, Florida,
New York.
Okay, there's four states that are probably, you know, in the running for being more fun than us.
Yeah.
Wow, there's 29 like, in front of us.
You're not going to tell me Connecticut is more fun than New Jersey.
No, Connecticut shouldn't even be a state.
It's all opinionated. That's why, like, why are we leaning in and listening to these experts?
Okay,
they're not wrong. Experts.
They're not, but they say they are.
Do you think Vermont's more fun than New Jersey?
Depending on what you're into.
Well, that's the thing. If you live in Vermont, there's so many things you could do. There's
fishing, snowboarding, skiing,
mountain biking.
But you know, you could do all that in New Jersey too. But exactly. We also have so much more.
Mm-hmm. Not as good, though.
Well, not as good, but we still have it.
But it's still good.
Well, that's why we always say New Jersey's so ideal. There's a little bit of everything.
Do you guys think... I guess someone might say Nevada is more fun than because of Las Vegas. That's
yeah, let's go like, gamble all our money away.
But you know what? That's such a centralized place in Nevada. Nevada's huge.
Yeah, it's mostly all
one
desert.
Little corner.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, and you know, don't get me wrong. I love a good desert, but...
I feel like Utah. Wait, Salt Lake. Where's the
Salt Lake Flats or Utah?
I feel like Utah's probably a pretty fun state. No,
I enjoyed Utah. Boring.
Every time I've been to Utah, I've loved it.
I love Utah.
So many fun things to do, but it's all opinionated. That's the thing.
Yeah, and also you know what? There are some other states we didn't think like Georgia might be pretty fun. You got Atlanta. No. Atlanta. You got the beach.
I'm not a big Georgia
I mean,
fan.
What do we have?
Every city's different.
I don't like the southern cities. I'm just going to say it.
All right.
Hey, that's why we live in Jersey.
You sound like a typical Yankee, Jimmy.
We live in Jersey because we have it all. We have everything we need, and it's amazing. And I disagree with these experts. New Jersey is one of the most fun places ever. And I'm not just saying that because I live here. I live here because it's fun.
That'll preach.
I would move out if it was boring, but no. I love this place. I'm having a lot of fun.
I think New Jersey
good, yeah.
Is pretty boring.
it's the opinion. You could have your own opinion like that. That's cool.
Okay, that's subjective because compared to what? But like, okay, so give me three things that make New Jersey fun. Your top three things, Josh.
Going fun. To the beach.
Okay. North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida.
Exactly.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Like Virginia,
mm-hmm.
Connecticut, Rhode Island. Massachusetts.
Well, some of those states don't have that great. Like Rhode Island, I'm not going. The beach is so different in Rhode Island than the
that's
Jersey Shore.
Fair. It's a completely also, different right, beach. You could go to the Jersey Shore during the day and then visit your friends in New York City at night. Yeah, but one of like the biggest cities in the world.
But wouldn't that break the rule? Because
yeah,
then
we're
you're
talking
leaving
Jersey
the state.
Yes, but it's proximity to these places.
That's fair.
Too.
Well, yeah. You could say the same. You can go to any downtown area in Jersey.
Yeah, but yeah. People come to New York City. Like,
well, that doesn't help us because like we don't like New York City. So
I know we like Philadelphia better. So.
No.
Well, yeah.
All you do.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to think about this. I think we are a fun state. I was just teasing. I was playing devil's advocate a little bit.
We have
there,
the Cowtown but, Rodeo, bro.
Yeah, we're going.
We have
summer.
A rodeo. Like, we have everything.
But leave us a comment if you're watching this on TikTok. What do you think? Are we a boring state or a fun state? I don't know.
What's your favorite thing to do? Let us know.
Yeah, leave us a comment. Maybe we'll try something new. Apparently, I like to say that word.
Apparently.
Like the little kid. Remember that interview with the kid?
Apparently.
This is my first time on the television. You remember that kid?
Yep.
Yeah. New Jersey residents are getting heated over the increasing number of boom parties that have been sweeping the Delaware River.
Okay, boomer.
A boom party.
Jimmy. Had to say it.
It was such a good setup.
Jimmy, you're a boomer.
The article says, in Philadelphia, residents on both sides of the Delaware River have grown frustrated with the ground-shaking vibrations from boom parties that locals say have become more common. I never heard of a boom party.
We are not from this area. All new to us.
Listen to this. Boom parties happen when large groups of people gather near the Delaware River and blast music from the cars that are equipped with massive speakers. The vibrations shake nearby homes, and the sound is strong enough to carry across the water to bother residents in neighboring states. Over the past several years, locals say the boom parties primarily happened on weekends, but now, according to the residents, they have become more frequent and random. Here's a quote. It says, "It steadily and pretty quickly became Sunday nights and Monday nights. Now it's 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. There's no rhyme or reason." That's Anne from Palmyra. She told that to Fox 29.
How loud are these speakers, really? Are they really shaking up homes?
No, I think they actually are pretty loud.
Are they?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
I've never seen them, but I've heard. This has been an issue for years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's doing this?
Oh, these people in Philly. You know, you got to pimp out your ride. Go down to the street where the drag race is and blast some music.
Hey, also people on the Jersey side, too. They said both sides.
Yeah, well, in Camden, too, yeah.
Aren't there sound ordinances?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Anne from Palmyra, she was saying, oh, like 2 in the afternoon, she's complaining about the sound. Sorry, there can't do anything till like 11 o'clock at night.
No, but I think regardless of the time of day, most municipalities have decibel. Like, you can't play music in public over a certain decibel.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine if this is going across the Delaware, like Washington on Christmas, then guess what?
Well, then that's a Philadelphia issue at this point.
It sounds like they're breaking some sort of law. And to be honest, look, this is where I know I'm getting older, because this sounds terrible. Just turn your music off. Like, go put headphones on.
I don't even think it's actual music. I think it's just like beats.
That's even worse.
Like, and what are they doing? Just hanging out with their friends? Chilling. Just like a normal party.
I it can't be good for your ears.
Nice little booming party.
If we had more time to work on this podcast, I'd 100% go do a little mini doc on the booming.
We'd have to go. Yeah, we've got to go boom.
Show
check
up.
It out. Yeah.
With our own speakers, like a small little computer. Remember like the little computer speakers that,
yeah,
like in the early 2000s? Show up with like 2 of those strapped to your Jeep.
With our boom mic. Record some audio, you know.
I went to a boom party once.
Wait, really?
I went to a drag race in Philadelphia, and there were some booms there.
Was it actually loud?
They weren't on, but it was just like the cars with all the speakers and stuff.
Metro Boomer,
It was very unsafe, this drag race. Don't recommend it.
But like, now we go back to our previous story. If you ask someone who goes to a boom party, what's something fun to do in Jersey? They'd probably say, let's go to a boom party. So to each their own. Everyone's got their thing they're into. Some people like booming it up on the Delaware. Like, you, it's Jersey. Everyone is just crazy here.
Okay, so I mentioned Washington before crossing the Delaware.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if as he was crossing the Delaware, he looks out to Philadelphia and sees like a bunch of guys with their cars lined up blasting beats.
He would say it's not worth it.
I think he'd be like, turn this boat around. We're going back to Jersey. Wait, did he cross from Jersey to Philly?
No, it was up Washington Crossing State Park.
Oh, duh.
So it's north of Trenton.
Where was he crossing from?
From New Jersey to... No.
No.
He starts on the Pennsylvania side, comes to New Jersey.
Okay, that's right. What I thought. Yeah.
On Christmas Day. Yep.
That's right. You know, that's just another fact about New Jersey that we totally knew, that he was coming here.
Well, we're going to learn a whole bunch more about this for the upcoming semi-quincentennial, which we will be promoting our state historic sites. A lot of them were at the crossroads of the American Revolution.
That's just 4 years from now.
Yes.
In 2026. Yep. That's 250-year birthday of America.
Correct.
Right? Wow.
What are you guys doing for the event? Go to the next story.
All right. Next up. A debate has started in New Jersey over whether or not kids should be sent home from school due to the heat.
It's like a snowstorm, you know? Snow gets bad, send the kids home. There's a flood, send the kids home. Too hot? No AC? Send the kids home.
We were never sent home.
Listen, there are some schools, bro, that their AC, they don't even have AC.
Well, we went to a school that didn't have AC. We were never sent home.
It was miserable.
When I was in high school, I was sent home because we didn't have AC either. And
why don't schools in Jersey have AC?
Because if you think about it, why would you install AC for the 1 week of the year where it's hot in the school building?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I had the same epiphany. Like, wow. I never realized this until recently.
Yeah, but still, think about it. So, like, April gets hot already. But you
open a window. You crack a window and say, hey, deal with it.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on. This is where we're getting a little soft. I think if it's 95 degrees out and the building is sweltering hot, yeah, give the kids the day off. Let them go jump around in a sprinkler.
They're not learning at all.
But the problem is they're already trying to make up days from snow days. So if they went over their amount of snow days, now they have to make up days at the end of the year. They don't want to be like sending kids home on days they don't have. So that's the problem.
Well, we talked about this before. The school calendar is all made up. Why do we need a certain number of days?
You don't. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
These kids are not learning more or less if they miss one day of school for the year. It's these state standards. I don't even know who makes them up. Maybe it's a federal thing. I don't know.
Can't you like miss an absurd amount of days from school anyway?
How many are you allowed to miss?
I feel like as a kid? I knew people who missed like 15, 16 days.
There were some kids who were like really didn't show up.
And they turned out fine.
If any child enrolled in a school district has an unexcused absence from school for 5 consecutive school days, the attendance officer of this district shall investigate the absence. So that's not even a big deal. They're going to investigate you. Any student who misses 10 full days. I don't know. It seems like.
I'm just saying I should have played hooky more. Like, I'm so mad I like obeyed the rules.
I think 18 days is the requirement.
Okay.
You can't miss more than 18.
That sounds right.
18 unexcused, right? Because like you could miss like a few weeks because you're sick, right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know at what point they go, hey, you know, you missed enough learning that we just can't advance you. It's nothing against you. It's just you were sick.
I just think like, so I do agree. Are we agreeing here that kids should be sent home then?
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. If it's hot enough.
If it's hot enough, sure.
It was like, I agree. Like it's nothing's more, like you can't even focus if you're just like sweating and just sitting there.
Let's be honest. We're at that point in the school year. You're watching movies anyway. You're not actually learning at that point.
But that's the thing. Hot. Like, then why are we still there? Because we have to be there for a certain amount of days. Yep. And, you know, as we all agree, it's pointless. So that should change.
Okay.
Will it ever change?
I don't know.
This is where I think remote learning actually makes sense. Is if like, although I don't know if I even believe that, because on a hot day, you don't want a kid to go home and be on a computer. Let them go play. Mm-hmm. You know, let them have a little bit of fun. So I don't know. Let us know what you guys think about the heat wave days. Do you think kids should have to go to school when it's really hot out, or should they just be allowed to have the day off? I'm pro kid. Go have fun. Go hang out with your buddies and run around a sprinkler, ride bikes.
Those were the best days.
The best days of life, man. And I miss them.
Mm-hmm. I used to like skip in high school. I used to skip days to just to make YouTube videos at home. And those like were the best days ever.
One time when I was, I think I was a junior or senior in high school. Oh man. I had this idea. I just always wanted to cut class. I never was like a bad kid that was like cutting class. But one day I was like, I'm going to do it today. I drove to school. Yeah. I had to be a senior, I think, as I drove. So I drove to school today. I'm doing it. So after, I think my third period class, I snuck out the side of the building,
jumped
the fence into like the neighbor's yard.
Shut up.
Walked all the way around this massive block, which because our school is on this long block, and I had to walk around the block to get to my car. Probably a half a mile walk. Like it took me a solid amount of time to get there.
Were you just like looking over your shoulder the whole time, just being like making sure no one's looking at you and like you're sketched out?
I was sketched out, and then I got to my car and realized I left my keys in my locker.
No, dude.
So how'd you get back in?
The keys were in my locker. Check this out. Oh man. So this is how I got back in. I go up to the front of the school, and obviously they buzz you in. They want you to come in the office with a note. So I think what I did was I got buzzed in, and then I slipped into, because the hall monitor in the front, they see you, the person working there, they go in the office, tell them why you're coming late. So I go into the office. The office people don't know that I just came in the building.
Yeah.
I walk in and I go, hey, did my mom drop lunch off for me today? Like I forgot my lunch. And they're like, no, we didn't get anything dropped off for you. And I was like, oh, cool. So I had an excuse to go in and talk to
them. You're really smart.
And then I walk out to the hall monitor and I'm like, hey, we're all good. And I just walk back to my film class. I went to a film class and hung out. And I was just like, I guess I'm staying. After I did The Great Escape, I wasn't doing the whole thing again.
So you didn't try again the next day?
No, after that, I think I just took it as a sign. I was like, God's just telling me, stop cutting class, kid, learn.
Well, one time me and a bunch of my friends skipped school for my birthday, and we all went to the beach. And we actually ran into someone else from our school at the beach. And she was like, oh, yeah, I left after like third period. And she was so smart. She texted someone from each class and said, hey, just let the teacher know I'm in the guidance counselor's office.
Wow.
And I won't be in. So they marked her present for all the classes for the day.
And not one teacher questioned.
No.
Wow.
But yeah. Remember, that was like a thing that happened all the time in high school. It's like, yeah. Oh, this person's in guidance.
And yeah, you're not like looking into it. Yeah. It happens too often.
Yeah, then you get that one teacher that's like, they should not be with the guidance counselor. And they ask the guidance counselor. You know, there's always that one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it ruins your life. But I don't know. Yeah, I tried to cut class once. I never did it again. Wasn't really my whole thing. I just was a naturally anxious person. I'd start freaking out, you know, spazzing out a little bit
in school.
Like if I cut class, I'd be like, oh no, I'm going to miss.
Oh yeah. Doing something bad like that. Yeah. I was like, I was a pretty good kid, stuck around. I hated school, but just got it over with.
Well, that was our last story of the night, guys.
That was a good episode.
I feel like this was a fun episode. We had a lot of good combo.
I like this time of year because we start the podcast, it's sunny out. And then we finished the podcast, and now it's dark.
Yes.
It's pretty trippy.
This is one of our first podcasts going up the day after we recorded it.
Yes, that's different too.
So this will be live tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Friday, we recorded this Thursday night. So this is the closest we've been to you time-wise.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out our shooting schedule. Josh and I and Jimmy, we're all busy with our own careers and jobs. And sometimes it's hard to just schedule this whole thing out. So we're trying every single week. We're not missing a week. We're doing this thing. We're going all in just for you guys. We love you guys, and we thank you for listening.
Thank you all for listening. We hope you have an amazing weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Make sure to follow us on Discord. If you're not already, get on our Discord. Where else should they follow us, Josh?
You can follow us on Instagram. It's at the Garden State. That would be the main thing, and we have some exciting announcements coming. I really think Instagram is the main way you should get in touch with us for now. Yeah. There will be other options in the future, but go on our Instagram and just follow us there. It just feels like it's the best way for us to communicate. We post stories and other stuff on there. So yeah.
Jimmy, did you get a lot of happy birthdays when we told people to go to your Instagram?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Yes. My favorite is just plugging Jimmy.
Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
And with that, I think that's all we had for the night.
Anything else, Jim?
That's all for me. See you later.
Jimmy.
Take that back.
Take it back. Cool. Josh.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have an amazing night.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Later.
You're listening to the Garden State. The Dirty Jurors.